Good
today.
Morning. I'm doing great.
Different location, like
different
for you,
location,
right?
Yeah. Well, and I'm happy to hear the weather is 74 and hazy. That's just how I like it.
You like hazy weather?
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. Yeah. Well, when does school start?
We begin on the 28th, but we also have subterms, so students can really start whenever throughout the fall semester. But our big kickoff for fall of 2023 is August 28th. So we're getting ready, and it's been nice to see the campus alive and a lot of people coming in and doing last minute things, you know, registering for classes, seeing their advisor, paying their bill, getting their financial aid all set up. So it's been good.
And wondering, what's all that fencing around that parking lot that needs to be there, right? That's the other part.
That is a parking lot improvement project. So when it is done, we will have some really, really wonderful spaces on campus for everybody to park and nice walk-through green spaces to get to buildings. But yeah, it's a temporary under construction at the moment.
Well, there's always sometimes, not in a bad way, construction happening at the college. There's always something new.
That's always what we're doing. We're always innovating. We're always growing and changing with the time. And, you know, we're celebrating our 60th this year. So we like to kind of joke that a lot of things are under construction. You know, we've turned 60 and it's time for some repairs. So
we had Tim Alcorn last half hour. He talked about his story, mm-hmm. having got an associate degree about 40 years ago. Yeah. And I was thinking, I wonder, compared to now, what did that campus look like back 40 years ago?
I can't say I was there, but I know it's changed a ton. And, you know, the students that we serve, you know, they still continue to be from our community and reflective of our community, which is exactly what we want to see. And it's been also fun. Our marketing team has been pulling out old pictures and kind of doing some throwback things. And so I think this whole year it's going to be really fun to see, like, what did we actually look like in 1963 and how far have we come? So,
but this... Yeah. Obviously, they set up a good piece of land.
Yes. In perfect location, wonderful space. Yes.
Right. Though we discovered somewhere back in the woods is the confluence of Avon, North Ridgeville, and like Sheffield.
Village.
There's like a three, like a
point. You might have to find like that point.
Right, exactly.
Market. Like,
maybe
this
there is.
The township point. So.
But let's talk about a little bit of your role as enrollment management student services. What is it that you do on a daily basis or you're part of the college's experience?
Yeah, so I'm the vice president that is overseeing basically the student experience. So really anything that happens outside of the student's classroom experience kind of falls within the student experience at LCCC. So we do the academic advising, the financial aid coordination, career services for students that are looking for internships and jobs, veteran services. Oh my goodness, what else? We have a great wraparound program called SAIL, which provides the gap funding and book assistance for students that want to go full time. So all of those different support programs that we have at the college to make sure that our students are successful, that is what is considered student services there.
How do you address the age gap and experience and how people want to be connected? How do you do that?
Yeah, I think one of the things that is really important for us is to create an environment where we're working with students as individuals. And what that means is kind of creating enough time and space in all of our staff members' days to be able to actually connect with students and understand their stories, because we can't really do most things as a one-size-fits-all because we're serving, you know, CCP students who a lot of times are middle or high school students for their first experience in college, all the way up to adult learners who are coming back and doing different things. So, you know, it's really hard to kind of paint our student population with a broad brush, which means that what's important to us at the college and to me, especially as the VP kind of setting the tone for that, is that we have the time to get to know students and to really be conversational and friendly and ask all the right questions. And then we really try to tailor it to what the students need. We do a lot of work with our students too on surveys and asking for their opinions about things. Our student senate is wonderful. So that also really helps us kind of stay up with the times and to evolve with the information that people actually want and in the way that they want it.
In the name itself, community.
Community.
It reflects the entire community and all ages, all walks of life.
That is exactly what we serve. And it's a wonderful thing to see when you're at the college and you walk into a classroom and all of the life experience that's there and from different parts of our county. You know, student parents and people who are working full time and taking classes in the evening and high school students who are getting a head start on their college. It's really, truly kind of where it's the center of the community in a lot of ways.
And yeah. I would also, too, expanding out to Wellington, to mm-hmm. North Ridgeville, Are you involved in programming there as well?
Absolutely.
The connection?
They are very much part of LCCC, just in a different location. And it's really important for people who live in different parts of the county to have that LCCC presence down the road from them, you know, to be able to pop in and ask a question or to see what's on the class schedule or even some of the community events that are held out there. It's wonderful to be able to bring families, you know, into our facilities and let them know what we're all about. So, yeah.
Was it the Lorain location where they had an autumn festival type
yes.
thing going on over there? They had robots. And
I was there. It was packed.
The QR code thing with the robot or that. Talk a little bit, if you will, about sort of that kind of unique technology or just different things that you wouldn't expect a community college to sort of
I think we're always looking at, I mean, we're very plugged in with local employers, so we're always able to hear like kind of what's new and how are people, you know, working in different environments with new technologies and things like that. And one of the beautiful things about being at LCCC is that that doesn't really stop just in our academic program. Sometimes we're borrowing from you know, some of the things that we learn about technology. We'll do creative things to engage with our students. So I believe that his name was Chip, was that robot's
yes,
name?
Uh-huh.
Yes, and Chip was able to interact and to really talk with students about different career options and about what the college has to offer. And I think that they have programmed Chip to be able to talk about some new career fields and new disciplines here in the coming months. But I haven't interacted with Chip yet to see how he's been updated and what he's going to say. But that's what I hear.
I see. Well,
yes.
It's just a unique thing, and it makes – sometimes if you think of a community college, you think, well, maybe they're – a step behind of everything else, or not innovative. It's not, as you say, not the case with LCCC. Sometimes because of the size and what you're able to do, you almost lead the way in some of these things.
I would say that we lead the way in many different things. And it's, you know, the technology and the way that we adapt it, you can find it in a lot of different things that we do at the college. Our students get really great text messages when they're enrolled that are actually driven by artificial intelligence and can respond back to them and answer some of their questions. We've been doing that for many years. Our advisors have a lot of data at their fingertips to be able to really help students and pinpoint when they're having issues. So I think some of those innovations, they're not just siloed into the classroom. It kind of spills out that spirit of innovation into everything that we do.
To that point, many years ago, I had a chance to tour the sensor labs.
Yes.
That technology.
Yes.
And again, now we hear so much about it, the need for it, or Intel coming to the Columbus area.
Right.
And you were there
mm-hmm.
years ago doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing when you think about touring that facility that you mentioned, and then also the fact that we've had academic programs in that area for quite some time, and now it's what individuals are talking about all the time, and everybody knows what semiconductors are and microchips, and we're trying to figure out how to make even more as we bring everything back into the U.S. And LCCC was really ahead of that game and been doing that for well over a decade by the time that it became really relevant now.
So. Talking this morning with Dr. Marissa Vernon-White, the Lorain County Community College Vice President, Enrollment Management and Student Services. We are here at the Jack Nicklaus Scholarship event in Elyria. It's an important fundraiser for the event. Talk maybe a little bit about really, I don't want to whisper, it's a golf. I feel like I'm doing golf talking.
They started a little program.
There's a meeting over there,
there
as well,
there's a
right?
Presentation.
I just want to make sure. For some reason, I needed to kind of quiet
talk,
a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit. I mean, really, the importance of an event like this that the college has really been behind for a number of years.
Yeah, this is hugely important. Scholarships are one of the main ways that our students are actually going to college. So whether it's grants, it's scholarships, it's financial aid in any form, emergency aid programs. This is a huge part of our students' experience at LCCC, and to be able to have the resources to say, yes, you can make this work. Yes, let's fill that gap that you have. Or if you don't have the money to, you know, repair your car to get to campus, we actually do things like that through our Advocacy and Resource Center. So all of these resources that are really raised through some of our fundraising efforts, they directly translate into the student experience and how we're getting students to their next step, to their goal, to that job that they want. And this is one of probably the most important parts of my job is having the resources to be able to do that. So this is huge and really, you know, a fun event, but also a great way to make sure that we have the resources to help our students with scholarships and emergency aid.
What was it about Lorain County Community College that thought you wanted to be a part of this?
Oh, man. So I've been working in community colleges for about over 15 years in Ohio. This is one of the best. This is up there. I think one of the things that I really love about working there is the innovation. We can have wonderful ideas and we can make them happen. And we really listen to our students and are constantly trying to push the envelope and innovate and do new things that are going to make it a really exciting place to be. These are extremely creative people, and the community really rallies around us too and helps us get people to the finish line. So it's an amazing place to be.
No, there's a lot there. And of course, you've got the culinary area, the arts with the Stocker Center as well. So there's like a broad array of type of things. There's sort of technology as well as arts that kind of come together.
Absolutely. There's something for everybody. And we're really all about trying to figure out what are students in love with, what makes them tick, what do they enjoy, but then also how does it translate into the workforce? And there's a lot of great opportunities right now for creative individuals to transfer into things like manufacturing or IT. And so we're always about, you know, what do you love and what makes you tick and how can we turn that into a job that we really need here in Northeast Ohio?
You mentioned before about connecting to students, and of course, a couple of years ago, there was like a disconnect with students just because of COVID and people, way that they were still, but you still try to continue on with that education. Mm-hmm. What did you think you learned from that, or you're able to implement now, or things that are going forward that still create the connection, maybe in a new way?
I think that accelerated for us some of the innovations that probably needed to happen in higher education, thinking differently about, you know, how do students access their classes? How do they access advisors? How do they do their financial aid, you know, remotely? How do we engage with our students and keep in touch with them? So I think some of the major takeaways have been really reaching out to students. We've been doing that for a long time, but the pandemic really forced us to, you know, do those phone calls, meet students in parking lots if they needed, you know, textbooks handed off to them, you know, stay in touch via email, texting our students, you know, just being available and being available in really different ways. And so a lot of that, it accelerated because we had to do it on a very short time frame. But we've kept a lot of those elements. And even with teaching and learning and offering our classes, you know, how do we help students that have emergencies and can't come to class that day? And how does technology support more of a hybrid experience where students are doing, you know, part in person and part online? And how do we do that with the with really high quality education? So lots of lessons
you have
learned.
Students that, and it's, I don't say, it's almost like you have a little bit of a generation that have a certain way of they think how
Definitely.
They want to get their education, mm-hmm. and you have to be able to adapt to that or meet those needs of what they need to do for them.
And it's both. I mean, there's students that want to be in the classroom because that's how they learn best, and especially in our applied and technical programs, those are the ones where students want to be in there and they want to be using their hands and they want to be touching the equipment and doing what they need to do on the ground. But then there also is a place for online courses too, and sometimes that can help some of our students that are working or have families to be able to pick up an extra class or to get, you know, a general education course out of the way. So students are really able to kind of customize the way that they're putting together their schedules now, which I think is an innovation in and of itself.
You mentioned the class is starting pretty soon. You got a pretty good strong enrollment for the fall?
Yes, the community is definitely connecting, and we have been busy, and we will continue to welcome people for the fall semester all the way up to the 28th, but then even beyond. Like I said, there's start dates in October, there's start dates in November, and then, of course, in January as well. So we want to see students and get them started on August 28th, but we also have some terms that, you know, if you're running a little bit behind, that's okay, too. We'll get you started.
Right. And be able to check out Lorain County Community College to find out whether you have skills that you want to increase, mm-hmm. maybe something to learn, or maybe you're looking for a new career or mm-hmm. other information, or just seeing what's at the college. Always something for the community and everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
What's your job? What's your role going to be this
morning? I am actually one of the individuals that is heading back to the college to hold down the fort. So it is with enrollment and the semester starting off on the 28th, I'll be heading back there to check in on our advisors and our financial aid and records team. So that is what my day looks like.
Absolutely.
Yep.